Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Kangas is here, ladies and gentlemen. Our new friend, Kathy with a C, Kangas with a K. She is the founder of and CEO of Pri Beauty, which is a high-end skincare line sold on only on Home Shopping Network, several of the Home Shopping Networks. She started out in her basement. She's a true entrepreneur, folks, just like you and me, and I'm so proud of her accomplishments. Her company has really been successful, and now is just an outstanding global success story, and she's our new friend, Kathy Kangas. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for that lovely intro.
Good to have you here. Now, I want to talk about, first thing I want to do is I want you to tell your entrepreneurial story. This segment, I just want to dwell on how you got started. And you started, as I did, it turns out, you started in your basement.
Well, I absolutely did.
As far as an entrepreneur, but before that, you had some background in the beauty industry, didn't you?
I did, Jim, and that's actually what made me start my business. I'd worked for many, many years, 11 years at Revlon. And I had the beauty background, but as I looked at the whole beauty industry, I said, you know, something's kind of off here because I think there's a much more affordable way to get women luxury high-end skincare without having that big price tag. And that's what kind of gave me the
push. So it says high-end, it doesn't say high expense.
You got it, exactly. Yeah. We actually put products out there that match an $800 serum.
Wow.
And we sell ours for $40.
Wow.
So we've kind of loved it that we've been able to meet, you know,
You been able to do that, though? I mean, I know you started in your basement mixing concoctions and formulas. Did the neighbors think that you know, did they wonder what you were doing over there?
Well, I don't think they really knew, but it was interesting. I started it, and I sat down. I started it in the basement. I gathered then a very small team of women I knew, one that had been retired from one of the biggest cosmetic houses,
right.
Lauder, and we said, all right, how do we make all this fabulous product without that price tag? That's what made us start. I cooked, you know, we literally thought the whole thing up in the basement. I started by, I think I had one person helping me 4 hours a week in the very beginning.
Wow.
Now we have 25 employees. We're doing just around $27 million.
So congratulations.
We're really excited about it.
And only selling on Home Shopping Networks and online.
Yes, and yeah. I did that, Jim, because I wanted to be able to cut out what I call cut out the fat of the price.
Right.
And, you know, taking it to television does give you that ability to tell the story, explain the product, you know, right from
I want to do the next segment on that part, but before I want to come back to the product. Tell me, what were women, so your motivation was, I want the average woman who can afford anything to be able to have access to high quality beauty product.
Absolutely.
And you just had one thing in mind. What was it, skin cream or foundation? What was it?
It's all skincare, so it's, you know, serums, creams, eye creams. And
my wife has bottles like you wouldn't believe how many bottles we have in our house.
Oh, well, I'm going to fix that for
my
you.
In our shower, I have one bottle. She has 12. You know, on the bathroom, you know, around the sink in the, you know, in the, both the bathrooms, the, you know, I got two or three bottles. She's got a bunch, right? So, what is it with bottles and women? They're always looking for something, aren't they?
Well, everybody's looking for that eternal kind of youth. They're all looking for that magic fix. And, you know, obviously the beauty industry is different now than it was even 10 or 20 years ago. I mean, just better technology. We know much more about what ages us. So, you know, the beauty industry is such a massive industry, but everyone's trying to find that magic bullet.
Mm-hmm. And you're but you've done it to a large degree because you found the really expensive stuff and have been able to put it out. How have you done that? How have you pulled it together? Couldn't be just by cutting out the middlemen.
No, what we did, Jim, and it's very interesting, and I think this is kind of the myth or the smoke and mirrors around the entire beauty industry. When you look at a formula, we're able to put the same ingredients that might be in some of the companies you're seeing putting out creams and serums at $400, $500, $600, $700. What we've cut out, and a lot of the consumers don't realize this is what they're paying for. Mm-hmm. When you see that glossy ad in a magazine with a supermodel or a famous actress touting that product, that is what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're paying for the expensive real estate inside a store.
Right.
You're paying for the woman behind the counter.
Ah.
So it's adding a lot of fat.
That doesn't add to your beauty.
Exactly. And, you know, I found that where we've struck a chord with women, you know, our demographic is heavily in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
But it certainly does go down into
the 40s. When you're
20,
you don't even need makeup, right? But alone.
Exactly. But, you know, those women feel insulted by the beauty industry because they're looking at models in magazines who are 16 years old.
So
who obviously have no wrinkles or aging.
So, Kathy, sometimes I like to feel pretty. So could I benefit from this?
You're going to. I'm about to send you off something very gorgeous.
You're going to make me wear this, so I'll have this glow, this aura, right? This radiant glow, right?
Absolutely. People will wonder what you've been up to, Jim.
or maybe what I've changed into. That might be what they'd be thinking. So what would you say is the key to your success?
I would say it was absolutely never giving up. And I have to say, you know, in the early days, I can remember one network that we were on in the States then went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost, Jim, like starting from scratch all over.
Yeah.
And even
Boy,
my husband
who hasn't
said,
been through stuff like that?
You know, he said, Kathy,
you're
give
right.
it up. And I, nope, and it literally rose again like a phoenix out of the ashes a couple of times. And then you kind of feel like you actually find your way. You
right.
know what to look out for.
And the next hit that you take isn't as big because you just fought one off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a great... Never give up, folks.
And
never give up. Never give up.
And I think, Jim, a big thing about our brand that women have really attached themselves to is that every single purchase that's made from our company, proceeds go back to animal protection.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. That's on your website, too, I'm sure. We'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about doing business on television after these messages with Kathy Kangas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.